Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The unofficial final weekend of summer, Labor Day weekend, is pretty much here. A lot of people have plans to go away this weekend. Will the weather cooperate? Well, for the answer to that question, let's bring in WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. He joins us by Skype. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Deb.
So a lot of people are probably trying to get an early start on the holiday weekend. What's the weather looking like today?
So today looks like a really nice day, actually. We've got a lot of sunshine across the area. There is going to be a frontal system passing through. Meteorologists will know it because the wind is going to flip around. And you might see some clouds building up during the middle part of the day, say between 11 and 3. They could yield a quick isolated shower, but I think 90% of us are going to miss that.
How about tomorrow?
So tomorrow, we're on the other side of this frontal system. It's a much cooler day. It's a sunnier day. No danger of any showers. It's also a breezy day. It's actually going to feel more like Columbus Day than, say, Labor Day weekend. Temperatures stay in the mid to upper 60s all day. And with that breeze and the dry air, it will feel cool.
And what about the weekend?
So then the good news is that after a cool start on Saturday morning, temperatures rebound, get back to the lower 70s, light winds. It will be a nice day. Not hot, but still nice. Now, on Saturday night and Sunday, the remnants of Harvey are going to move into the area, and this is going to bring us some period of showers. It does look like most of us will see some showers. We're not talking anything even remotely similar to what you saw down in Texas, Louisiana, in that area, but it's a few showers. We need the rain, actually. Temperatures Saturday night will hold in the upper 50s to near 60 with the cloud cover, and on Sunday, lower 70s, a lot of clouds, a couple of showers, and that leads us into Monday. That's the best of the 3 days of the weekend. Sunshine on Monday, a beach day, temperature up near 80, light winds, a really good day to kind of get out and close out unofficial summer anyway.
And how about the Cape and Islands?
Basically the same forecast. We're looking at temperatures very similar. Cape and the Islands, it will be a few degrees cooler there on Monday, not probably getting to that 80-degree mark. And the showers will also move in and out Saturday night into Sunday. So basically the same thing, and very similar for northern New England as well. If you are camping this weekend, be aware there will be some 30s on Saturday morning when you get up. If you're up in Vermont, New Hampshire, western Maine, say about 38, 39 degrees, but that's pretty chilly. So take the cooler sleeping bag or sleeping bag for cooler weather.
30s. You did not just say that, Dave.
Yeah, amazing. I wouldn't be surprised if somewhere in Massachusetts gets to 38 or 39 on Saturday morning, but Boston's going to be around 50. Most of us will be in the 40s to near 50.
Ouch. You know, you mentioned Harvey. There's a new tropical storm in the Caribbean, Irma. Do we need to keep an eye on this?
Absolutely. So Irma is going to become a major hurricane. I think that most forecasters agree this is going to become a major hurricane. The question is where does it go? The models are all over the place. It could come into the Bahamas and then, you know, go into Florida, go into the Gulf. It could come up the coastline. It could hit, you know, anywhere along the East Coast. It could also make a curve and go out to sea. We're just not going to know for a little while, but it is definitely something we are going to be keeping an eye on, and definitely something that you want to keep tuned to latest forecasts. We don't like to generally talk about things so far in advance, but this is something for probably somewhere between the 10th and 14th of September, if you want to kind of think about that.
All right. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, he joined us by Skype. Dave, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.